This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, time goes fast with Gary Franchi. You can follow him on Twitter at NextNewsNet and at Gary Franchi. Very important to both of us. But his Skype cut out, and I forgot we were talking about when that happened. And then his Skype came back, so I want to go back to this briefly and then hear what else is on his mind. I had a Matt Bracken joining us on national security issues that are very critical. Boom! This is right at the end of the election. At Gary Franchi's Next News Net is now number one. And that's TumblrLabs.com. Number one ahead of the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. That was number two. Young Turks, number three. Fox News, number four. CNN is down at seven. That's why they had to get me banned. It's why they've shadow banned you, because they're pathetic. When Tim Cook says, oh, we've taken Alex Jones off iTunes because we're curating, well, it's because we had 30-something million people a month listening to what we were doing, and all Apple had done is index our podcast. We were paying to stream out. We pay for the bandwidth. So these guys can't compete with us. They're really monsters, Gary. And now the system's betting that by blocking us on all these platforms, blocking you, dialing you back, that somehow they're going to win. But that isn't happening, is it?
No, and I didn't realize that my feed had dropped. And what I was talking about when I was talking to the air, I mean, I was talking to my people here, but is that if you take a look at the Social Blade statistics around that time of the election, your channel, my channel, Mark Dice's channel, alternative and independent news channels, conservative news, had a massive, massive spike. And that's because it was organic, it was true, it's what people wanted to see, and it's what people were searching for online. But if you take a look at the CNNs, MSNBCs, BBCs, Fox News, at the very same time, they were flatlined. And then on November 1st of 2017, what happened was the algorithm flipped. And all of a sudden, you see all those corporate-approved news outlets just spike straight up. They went right to the top. And now all of a sudden, CNN has millions of subscribers. You see Fox has millions of subscribers. All these channels have millions of subscribers now, but it's artificially inflated. Because they force feed these channels into the news feeds of people so that they're watched. And then
and let's be clear, you put in true. Gary Franchi or you put in Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones, and it's been in the emails, our names, it sends you to Trevor Noah. It sends you to Stephen Colbert. It sends you to CNN. They literally, on Google, on YouTube, send our people in the top 50 pages only to their crap, to give them a boost, but the boost didn't work. Now it's gone. It's incredible.
Yeah, we're seeing an uptick as of late, which is encouraging. I think we're going to hit a million subscribers, God willing, in the next 60 to 90 days, and we're blessed to have that. But, you know, like you know, that can be taken away at any moment. I go to sleep every night, and I think to myself, I'm going to wake up in the morning with an email saying, sorry, you know, we're shutting you down. I mean, we've connected with some high hitters, some heavy hitters in the multi-channel space who help us and support us, you know, as advocates. But at the end of the day, you know, you have a platform you've built for so many years, and you can still continue to push forward. And I thank you for that. You're an inspiration for so many. But the reality is that they are manipulating the truth. They're manipulating the algorithms, and we have to push forward. Like, even though we have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, a lot of those people don't even get notifications.
That's why people got to stay hungry. They got to know it's a war. It's up to the viewers and listeners who are awesome to take action. Exactly as you said, we have to use the big globalist platforms, build our own platforms, and then all work together synergistically to defeat the censorship and these draconian activities. So at Twitter for now, at Gary Franchi, also at Next News Network. How else can people find the great work you're doing daily?
Well, they can go to YouTube. It's youtube.com/nextnewsnetwork, and they can find us there. You know, we put out about 15 reports a day. We cover a lot of the stuff that we see all over the conservative news.
And you're doing a great job.
Information.
Gary, come down in Austin. I'll fly you down here. Be in studio. Say hi to your wife and kids for me. You've been doing a great job for 15-plus years, and we love you. God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be right back with Matt Brackett, InfoWars.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Every day until he is impeached.
The lame duck non-stop impeachment scorched earth policy will be unleashed when the newly elected Democrats take their seats in the House in January 2019. Signs of the oncoming impeachment inquisition are already bursting at the seams.
Democrats are lining up to get on House Judiciary because they're expecting it to be the place where the action is. In part, of course, because Nadler would be in a position to preside over any potential impeachment proceedings.
If you try to impeach him without the Republican coming on board to actually remove him, it is a waste of time, it's a waste of political capital, and it will lead to the Democrats losing their majority and Donald Trump being reelected president in 2020.
But if you put your ear to the ground in the District of Criminals, you can hear the tick-tock of any hope of draining the swamp counting down, as Hillary likely sits on a mountain of blackmail defending her laundry list of crimes from seeing the light of day. Even more chilling is the fact that the FBI, who apparently get their marching orders from the Clinton syndicate, raided a whistleblower's home recently, as the Daily Caller reported. 16 agents arrived at the home of Dennis Nathan Cain. The raid was permitted by court order signed on November 15th by federal magistrate Stephanie A. Gallagher in the U.S. District Court for Baltimore and obtained by the Daily Caller. A special agent from the FBI's Baltimore division who led the raid charged that Cain possessed stolen federal property and demanded entry to his private residence. Cain's lawyer, Michael Sakara, said Cain informed the agent while he was still at the door that he was a recognized protected whistleblower under the Intelligence Community Whistleblower Protection Act, and that Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz recognized his whistleblower status. Cain further told the FBI agent the potentially damaging classified information had been properly transmitted to the Senate and House Intelligence Committees as permitted under the Act. The agent immediately directed his agents to begin a sweep of the home anyway. Cain then promptly handed over the documents, yet even after surrendering that information to the FBI, the agents continued to rummage through the home for 6 hours. Cain had come across the potentially explosive information while working for an FBI contractor. The raid on Cain preceded a scheduled hearing of U.S. Attorney John Huber, which was supposedly delayed due to the funeral procession of former President Bush. Under former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, Huber had investigated the Mueller and the Clintons' involvement in Uranium One, the backdoor dealings of the Clinton Foundation, and the Obama administration's alleged surveillance of then-candidate Donald Trump.
There was extreme bias in the Department of Justice. The world's premier law enforcement organization, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, where tens of thousands of people every day work hard to keep us safe, fight crime, and yet several people near the top of this organization engaged in activities in handling one investigation involving one presidential candidate candidate extremely differently, bending over backwards to not find reasons to take action with regard to Hillary Clinton or her employees. And on the other hand, having insurance policies and secret plans to take action in another area.
Meanwhile, after giving up the fight to dispute a subpoena, former FBI Director James Comey goes to the Hill on Friday to privately answer to the House Judiciary Committee for the anti-Trump bias that ran rampant through the upper echelons of the FBI. His testimony is supposed to be available to the public within 24 hours. As Bill Priestap, number two intelligence with the FBI on the Russian investigation and Hillary's email scandal, is leaving the FBI. What this means is that with his departure, there are no longer any FBI officials tied to those investigations from the beginning at the department. The deep state has essentially cleaned up their crime scene after having colluded to take out the executive office of the United States.
Those of us that have conducted federal criminal investigations know that you use the grand jury, you use search warrants, you don't hand out immunities like candy. I mean, everything in that investigation runs contrary to the way a real, credible, thorough FBI investigation is conducted.
Time is swiftly running out, and the Democrats who have maintained the criminal Clinton narrative are plotting their revenge. It would be complete folly to pretend that Obama and the Clintons don't have a guiding hand in the coming malevolence. John Bound reporting.
Flawless victory.
You want the best?
All right, this is not a fault of the crew. It's the fault of me. I was looking at my sheet of guests today. I've been wanting Matt Bracken on as a guest. But Matt Bracken's hosting the fourth hour. That means in the balance of this hour, I was wanting to take calls today regardless. I just can't handle all the sycophantic worship of George H.W. Bush. Day after day of him lying in state in different places in this yellow train rolling through the Texas countryside, and just how ridiculous it is. I mean, this Ronald Reagan did not like George Herbert Walker Bush. Nancy Reagan hated him and believed that he was involved in the assassination attempt in 1981. He was the guy that signed us on to the one-sided deal with China. He launched all these fake wars. He was involved in narcotics trafficking. He was anti-gun and wanted the NRA basically abolished. But you know what? Maybe some of you support George H.W. Bush and all the sycophantic folks we see in D.C. and down here in Texas worshiping this guy. But there's added, you know, insult to injury. If I was born in Texas and lived here most of my life and was a blue blood elitist, I wouldn't move to another state and say I was from there as like a political cover. You know, they say gay guys use a fake wife they're married to as their beard. Well, he used Texas as his credit that he was some type of good moral guy when his whole family was involved in SNL swindling people with John McCain. I mean, they are just a group of nasty, corrupt Democrats that love Bill Clinton, call him their son. And I remember at the time learning that Bush rigged it and basically wanted Bill to win and all the rest of it. And so they've been sharing power the entire time. And I, for one, am just completely and totally sick of it at every level. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton here. Just if you're a TV viewer, look at the photo. Let's pull that photo back if we can and take me off screen. And how she's looking at Trump. I mean, this woman is absolutely entitled, believes she controls the whole universe. And the globalists were so crazy, they thought they would run her and that America would accept it. She's a murderer. She executed the Arab Spring on purpose to try to destabilize the whole Middle East and flood Europe with Islamists. These people are truly evil. So I'm going to open the phones up on them plunging the economy by design. How does the Federal Reserve not get the blame? Trump warned of all this. How crazy is it? How is Trump bad for going to war politically with China, who's been raking us over the coals and one-sided trade deals? He reportedly has already got them to capitulate to a great extent. They've now confirmed that's the case. How are people not siding with Trump and their own self-interest? How has it become a national religion to hate yourself and hate your country because you think you're pseudo-intellectual and smart? Because doddering congresswomen say so. How did we ever get to this point? The toll-free number to join us on air is 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, I want to hear your take on George Herbert Walker Bush. And if you are as sick of it as I am, 877-789-2539, and we'll get you up and on the air. Now, when we come back, I mentioned it, but we're going to play the video because it ties into how to defeat these globalists and what their larger, sickening agenda is. The perennial loon bat, Alexandra Cortez, says that there's going to be an inevitable global warming government. Global governance, that means global government, that will control every facet of your life and bring you the socialist utopia that Venezuela and Russia and China couldn't. And that ties into Macron completely capitulating and where the yellow vests go from here. This is a way to bring down the EU very, very quickly and decisively. So this is a very exciting moment in time. Please stay with us. This is critical. And then your phone calls at 877-789-ALEX. Please do yourself a favor. Don't fight the traffic. Don't fight the malls. Don't fight all the crud. And sure as hell, don't support globalist anti-gunners like Amazon. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great supplements, great t-shirts, great water filtration, air filtration, emergency radios, shortwave radios, optics, survival gear, storable food, thousands of great items, 50 to 75% off, year-end clearance sale, free shipping store-wide, and every order gets a free t-shirt. We're all Alex Jones, Don't Censor Me, Gadsden flag shirt. This is beyond our best deal ever, and it's ending in just a few days.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?"
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Down in the front seat.
All right, I'm going to break something down here for radio and TV viewers. It's very paradoxical. And it shows how evil gets good to come out and basically support it. George Herbert Walker Bush, from the time he got out of World War II, he was in World War II, you know, he served quasi-honorably, did everything he could to hand this country over to the globalist. And if you're a TV viewer, you can see our satellite feed. From the train going from Spring, Texas to College Station, knowing that this demographic is mainly Fox News viewers, knowing that it's a lot of conservatives in that area, and knowing that they love America. And so they've seen 5-6 days of total hype as if Jesus Christ himself just died. And they're buying into the reboot that George Herbert Walker Bush is this great patriot. And they're holding up their Texas flags, they're holding up their American flags, because they're saying to Hollywood, CNN, and all the America haters who say don't hold up American flags and don't love your president, they're saying we love America, we love our president. So what they're doing is good, what they're doing is loving, they're doing it for a good reason. These are good Texas people. And they chose this last parade route through areas of College Station and other areas where it's seen that George Herbert Walker Bush is this great Texan. I mean, not just his ancestors, he fought at the Alamo and was the only male survivor. That's right. Just like Soros cut off Hitler's head, he wasn't really a Nazi collaborator, he killed Hitler himself in the bunker. George Herbert Walker Bush founded Texas. They weren't carpetbaggers from Europe. They weren't blue bloods that helped the Nazis. They didn't come down here and run swindle jobs and scams. At every level, they're not known criminals, which they are. No. SNL scams, oil scams, CIA scams. No. They're Texans. So now we get this warmonger, this liar, this globalist, this anti-gunner hung around our necks. And watching Fox News earlier, another feed, they were just sycophantically saying they're getting chills watching George Herbert Walker Bush on this train ride for one more PR stunt, being taken to his resting place at College Station. And College Station used to be, A&M used to be conservative. My dad's dad went there. His brothers went there. A&M now basically is as leftist as UT. And has the very same classes that the family's bad and guns are bad and everything else. I mean, it's not all bad, but that's definitely what they're doing since he took it over. So this is just one more time we have to have this guy rubbed in our faces. I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. Before I end the hour, I'll get into the whole world government carbon tax situation, how much trouble that is in France. But since we're on this subject of George Herbert Walker Bush, I'm not trying to be mean. In fact, when he died last Friday, I thought, well, maybe I'll just say something nice just to take the high road. But that's not the high road. That'd be lying. And now the idea that this consummate New World Order, anti-gun, open border, globalist, that Bill Clinton calls his father and he calls Bill his son. And all the things they've done to this country and the corrupt Washington establishment that has sold this nation out. And then after 6 days, what is it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, after 6 days of, 7 days of constant, endless worship, they get enough hype going to get my fellow Texans to come out and believe they're supporting Americana when that devilish counterfeit is riding along in a red, white, and blue train, and he's been the conductor driving this country straight to hell. He signed the one-sided trade deals with China. He made the strategic deals. He sold the country out. He helped the Clintons transfer missile technology to North Korea and China. He did it all. And now, he steals the identity of an American patriot. He steals the identity of being a Texan. And he craps all over us. And we're supposed to worship him. Well, I'm not doing it. Let's talk to Doug in Connecticut, which is a great state. I'm not bashing people in Connecticut. I'm just saying that's where Bush comes from. I don't know why he's not getting buried up in Connecticut, brother, but I guess you guys probably don't want him. What do you make of all this, Doug?
Well, Alex, it's the first time we talked, by the way, but I'm sick of it, more sick of it than you are, maybe, being from Connecticut, the Constitution state, by the way, which is why I guess why maybe they trashed it so much with our gun laws being
taken. Well, it's definitely a beautiful state, but it is the bluest of the blue, my friend. How do you handle it up there?
Not very well. I'm a retired police officer. I got to wait for my wife to retire in another 9 years from being a teacher, and then we're out of here, you know. But I got four kids as well. I'm raising them, right? We watch it every night right here in the kitchen. Sometimes I got to turn down the volume. But regardless, you know, this parading of Bush here, it just makes me think of the Bible, you know. I mean, if this was Christ, I mean, they wouldn't do this for Christ, you know what I mean?
Oh, no. In fact, they had to sneak off with his body. I mean, they sped all over him. Exactly. The world is worshiping this. The world is propping it up. And I apologize. You know, this is a family show. And now that I have to cover what 2-year-olds and 5-year-olds are taught in public schools, I have to say the most horrible things on earth, which I would never say, but parents have to know what's going on. I mean, so I apologize that sometimes we say some really horrible things here on air. The problem is I'm just reading what's going on.
No, I have no problem with it. You know, my son's the one in the kitchen at the time. He's 12. My youngest, she's 8. But I keep it in control. But it's even hard to listen to. But I want you to. I don't want you to cover it, but you have to cover it because it has to get out in the consciousness.
I wasn't taking you as a criticism. I just I feel dirty when I do it. Listen, we've got footage we shot in Austin of men with 2- and 3- and 4-year-old kids with glitter on their open genitals hugging them at trans events that the public is attending. I mean, I can't show on television because we're on TV stations, and I can't show what is being done to kids. Again, this is insane how far they've gone.
Multiple times, and I told my wife, I said, I'm retired, so I'm home, so... If that comes to the school, I said, I'm going to get to the school, and it's going to get ugly, and it's just going to happen. But one thing that just jotted my mind, Connecticut apparently every year has a thing called Connecticut Kid Governor. I don't know if every state does it, but they do here. And their kid governor for this year, now mind you, there was kids that wanted to talk about climate, disease, bullying, and whatnot. This kid is a tranny, whatever the hell, not a tranny, but a lesbian, I guess. It's a girl that totally makes herself up to look like Spanky there from The Little Rascals. That's what she reminds me of. And this is a kid, Alex, in fifth grade. And the Avon, Connecticut school system's putting it on the news. And the news is putting this out. And I'm
Exactly. They're force-feeding the LGBTP sexualization of children everywhere. That's what I'm saying. It is diabolical, it's pure evil, and it's our line in the sand. Doug, God bless you. We appreciate you. Thanks for your great points. We'll be back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We've got a live satellite feed for TV viewers. Let me put that back up there. Pretty powerful. George Herbert Walker Bush being driven through the Texas countryside to Texas A&M University. That since it went under his name and his library has gone from being a patriotic pro-U.S. organization to more and more being just another leftist-controlled hell pit. It's very, very sad to see A&M going that direction. And you've got all these Americans out, all these Texans, who have seen the last 6 days of worship, wanting this to be their chance to wave Texas flags and American flags, and there's big American flags all over this special train that has a big plexiglass window so you can see the coffin wrapped in the American flag, when the entire Carnegie Rockefeller program is now courts ruling no American flags, courts ruling nationalism's bad, the Bush family saying Trump's bad when he says we are a nation, it's okay to be nationalist. So everything he's now wrapped in is what he's diametrically opposed to. So he worked his whole modern adult life for world government, almost saw the country defeated. We're still not back from the dead yet, but hopefully we'll make it. And now we have this breathlessness of the reporters, who are really just actors that I guess couldn't make it in Hollywood, breathlessly talking about how amazing he is. Here, let's just duck into a few minutes of Fox News, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Here's a few minutes from the live Fox News feed. We're showing
marketplace. Oil prices are lower at about $51 a barrel for West Texas Intermediate. That is not good news. People think that's a proxy for the broader economies, right? If oil prices are going down, does that mean demand is going down too? And oh, speaking of the economy, there are technical indicators that are really difficult to read that are now pointing possibly to recession, some people say. An inverted yield curve. I hate to use the word.
All right, let's cut back to our satellite feed, which is a better feed. There you go. So earlier they were breathlessly talking about Bush, but notice, the private Federal Reserve says we're going to raise interest rates. It won't hurt the economy. Trump's wrong. They do it. It hurts the economy like they knew it would. And they go, it's Trump, or it's these complex indicators. They don't want nationalism to be associated with better trade deals, more money, more jobs, industry. They admit that. That's why Bill Maher said, 4 months ago? He said, the economy has been better. It's exploding. It's going to go to 6, 7, 8% growth rate. We can't let this. We've got to have a plunge in the economy so that Trump looks bad. And now I've got articles where Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are trying to spike the Italian economy to get rid of the nationalist president who's blocked the open borders. They're trying to plunge other economies. They've been trying to prop up the French economy because he would be the first to put in the giant carbon tax of 25% per liter, added on to the 5-plus euros that you pay for each liter. Even more money. Can you imagine that? But here's the good news, and I'll cover it next segment. Macron submits to Yellow Vest Rebellion, cancels fuel tax hike indefinitely. That's the French people demonstrating, not robbing and stealing like the Islamists when they riot, but actually taking action and the corrupt globalist government folding. But here's a new article. Just went up on Infowars.com. Farage. It's a Kit Daniels article. Macron virtue signals the whole world while disconnected from the French people. He's wildly unpopular. But I bet if he died, though, of old age many years from now, they had 6 days of coverage, maybe some French farmers would forget about it and line the way, waving their French flags, believing the anti-Frenchman was actually the Frenchman. No amount of media hype, no amount of designer suits will change that fact. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to James in Virginia. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time call.
Welcome.
I just wanted to support you in kind of dumping on H.W. Bush because the guy was pure evil. You know, he didn't coin the term NWO, but he put it out there. He mentioned Thousand Points of Light, you know, the chandelier room and the Mothers of Darkness castle. I mean, who would know that back then unless he was just pure evil? I mean, he was a real terrible person.
Well, there's no doubt that he was a devil worshiper. There's no doubt that he engaged in bizarre sexual rituals. There's no doubt that his entire adult life after World War II was one act of evil after the next.
I don't think it's wrong to dump on him then, because he never contributed anything positive to the world.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It's a big idea, a new world order, to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind based on shared principles and the rule of law, the illumination of 1,000 points of light. The winds of change are with us now. When we're successful, and we will be. You know, isn't it emblematic? Why do you think David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski, John McCain, George Herbert Walker Bush, and a whole bunch of other globalists all died this year? I think it's emblematic, an omen of the death of their world government plan.
I agree. It's fishy, even.
Well, they're all very, very old and long in the tooth, but it's just George Herbert Walker Bush was a globalist, leftist, elitist who swindled people everywhere he was. His dad swindled people. His dad swindled people. They came from a group of really nasty criminals. And I'm just so sick of hearing about these social climbing trash as if, you know, they're God. And I am a little sad for my fellow Texans, but they're good people who are so sick of America being walked on that, and so sick of this global government project that Bush headed up that makes you feel bad to be an American, that now that they've wrapped him in the American flag to fool us, they're out there worshiping him. It's pretty shameful.
His whole funeral, I guess you would call it, the whole thing is a giant satanic ritual, undoubtedly.
You're right, James. I appreciate your call. I'm going to be a good boy. When we come back, we're going to go to all the other callers very, very quickly. And we'll continue, and I'll introduce Matt Bracken coming up as well. This is not about speaking out of the dead. In fact, I don't like doing it. I thought it was very sad when George W. cried about his father. That shows some humanity by these people. But when you look at how they overthrow our allies and put radical Islamists in and just all the bad things they've done, I must tell the truth. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
And right now we got the biggest sales ever and free t-shirts with every order. No deal like it ever in our history. InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Waging war on corruption.
Here, let's go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Let's go back to this feed, our satellite feed. For TV viewers, radio listeners, I'll spare you. George H.W. Bush, the Democrat in Republican clothing, the open border, anti-gun, Mr. New World Order, Bill Clinton's favorite person, call Bill Clinton his son, an unpopular president, and now there's this weird nostalgia 25 years after he was out of office, 26 years after he was out of office. It is like, Ronald Reagan was a great president. They didn't do one-tenth of this. 6 days and just highways shut down and everything else. If Trump can turn the country around and get the country back and is successful, I would still say this is a little bit overboard. But this is the guy that almost killed the country, and we don't know if we're going to make it out of this yet. This is the whole UN agenda. I was thinking during a break about how they're targeting kids 2 years old now, confusing what sex they are, and then the parents say, hey, don't do that. They take your kid away. We're going to have folks in studio next Monday on that subject. Big shows next week. And this all went on under this guy's watch. He's Mr. World Government, Mr. New World Order. I know our audience knows that, but this is next level. But again, this is Fox News viewers. They're all told, go out, do this. And they picked her out in Texas of conservatives, good people. And there they are, saluting the enemy of the country. And that's why they don't want me on air, because I would wake up those conservatives. Hell, I got family right in that area. They're awake. I would wake those people up if they just heard the truth about this guy, but they don't remember. I remember one time I was in a gun shop, and they had like some memorial handgun, 45, George W. Bush, some company made. And I said, you don't know why you'd make a gun like that. The guy is for assault weapons bans, so that means all semi-auto, this handgun will be banned. Did they have their way? And one guy behind the counter goes, don't you tell lies, Jones. You know who I was. It was at McBride's. He goes, don't you tell lies, Jones. That's not true. He was. And then the owner goes, no, that's true. They started arguing on the computer. This was like 10 years ago. On the laptop, pulled it up. Well, I didn't know that. Well, yeah, exactly. You didn't know quite a bit. His daddy wanted the NRA abolished. So you go ahead and cheer it all day, because Fox News told you. They are the corrupt establishment, the dying media, trying to hold on to power, and they'll never do it. America's awakened. There's going to be a long process, but we're done. We got a lot of callers here. Let's talk to Chris, then we'll go to Brandon and Tom. Chris in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex Jones, first time call, long time listener. Basically, you were talking about these banks trying to, you know, crush the country.
Yes.
Even though when Obama was running these deficits, he had 0% interest the entire time and trillions printed. I think the main problem is that bank. What Trump needs to do, whenever it happens, you know, because that soft, I don't know if he's going to do it and arrest the deep state, but if he does, a good idea would be to go in and, I don't know, take the central bank and say all the debt's on them. They're the ones that print it. They're the ones that are controlling it all.
Well, exactly, but here's what happened. They gave tens of trillions of dollars to private select interest, 0% interest, out of the bailout that started in 2008, 10 years ago, right through. As soon as Trump got in, he said, continue that policy, but flood the real economy with currency. Now, the establishment said that'll cause inflation. But Trump knows, and his advisors are telling him, China and the EU are in a currency devaluation race. So the only way, this is already happening. So you might as well get some factories back for strategic reasons and let some folks pay down some debt and use inflation. And he writes about this in several books. So does his good friend, Rich Dad Poor Dad. If you're going to go down this road, well, then he was going to give us the cheap money and let us pay off debt, student loans, and buy houses and things. You know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if we don't. But now they're getting rid of that cheap money for the public to kill that, and they're saying America's not open for business. So you're absolutely right. This is being done. They admit it's being done strategically against Italy, the United States, England, and others, where the big banks threaten them. Openly say, you don't stay in the EU, we're going to cause a stock market crash. And they even told them, we're going to do it in the middle of December. Well, it's already begun. So they're doing this, and the point is, it's rigged, and then Trump understands and knows. We have the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. It's not federal, it's private. He can go in there with presidential power and take that thing over with executive orders. His advisors tell him he can't. His advisors are a bunch of damn liars. Look at Rosenstein. Set up a new chain of command in the Justice Department outside the president. Then the media said, oh, you can't change it or you'll get arrested. No, he's the president. How is Rosenstein or Mueller more powerful than the president? They're not. They're criminal, white shoe boy, dirtbag lawyers that think they're God and have been raping this country forever. I appreciate your call. I'm getting angry right now. They know exactly what they're doing. Let's talk to Brandon in Georgia. Then we'll go to Dave, Danny, Grant, and many others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Brandon.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Good to have you here. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. Well, here's the thing, man. I kind of went through some hard times, like a car accident, toxic mold poisoning, blah, blah, blah. I started drinking a lot. And so, I had like, when I didn't drink, I had withdrawals. But I ordered some of your Brain Force Plus, and I took that with B12, and my withdrawal symptoms went away. It was incredible. So I'm just saying, like, if anybody's going through a hard situation, give it a shot, man. It really does help. I saw earlier that you had, talking about the chemtrails.
Yes.
There's been several situations where there was a day I was looking up and there was chemtrails everywhere. And I saw the planes go by, but then there was several different planes that didn't have any chemtrails, like none at all.
Well, that's the big telltale sign is, obviously, there's real ice condensation trails, but then there's declassified government programs where it's added to jet fuel, barium salt, aluminum dioxide, to create nuclei, which then form an electrical charge and start condensating water. So it creates basically sunscreen for the Earth and is causing a 30% dimming effect, NASA admits, for the planet. And then there's a bunch of other manipulation of the weather going on using Doppler radar that's 5 to 10 times stronger than it even needs to be, which they then use to ionize these particles even further. So this is silent weapons for quiet wars. It's part of a larger program, and Mike Adams has written the article. It's on Infowars.com. Everybody needs to get it. Terraforming has begun. Global dimming is a plot to exterminate humanity and the globalists' own admissions. It sounds insane. It is insane. Go read it for yourself, but it's all admitted.
Awesome. Well, is it okay if I do a plug?
If you do a plug?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm an artist, and I've got it's BrennanPurvis.com.
Great. What type of art is it?
Dude, everything. Sculpture, abstract, impressionism. I've got characters. I got, like, crazy drawings. It's, like, alien type stuff. It's everything. If you, it's Brannon, BrannonPurvis.com, or you can just do Facebook, but it's
I'll check it out. I'll check it out. And since we're doing plugs here, specifically, you were taking Brain Force Plus, and then you're saying, did you take Secret 12 or somebody else's B12?
Both? Yeah,
both
at the same time. And, dude, it's cured any withdrawal symptoms from alcohol. It's awesome. It's amazing. And it makes I haven't even had any cravings. It's amazing. I've tried all kind of stuff.
See, I have no trouble stopping drinking I get ice cream and pie. I'm not a sweet tooth, but if I quit drinking, it's easy to quit drinking. I just literally start eating ice cream at night. And a piece of pie, then I get really fat. Some people that drink a lot obviously have really, really bad withdrawals. You know, I've never heard that angle on brain force getting people out of withdrawals, but I guess if the brain's dependent on the alcohol, then the brain forces a lot of things that stimulate the brain. That's my problem with alcohol is it stimulates me. It doesn't make me tired. It's a stimulant. And I was never a big drinker until I started doing a lot of overnight radio interviews, and coffee wouldn't do it. But six-pack of beer, boy. So a lot of folks have a depressant effect with alcohol, and that doesn't happen with me, and that's not a good thing, they say. So that's why I've gotten good, though. I've cut back quite a bit on that, but it's obviously humans have been fermenting things forever, but anything can be abused. But thank you for your testimonial. All right, Dave, Grant, Danny, Tom, Jason, your calls, and then Matt Bracken. Matt Bracken's got a lot of key information to cover in the fourth hour.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.